This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Jeez, it's hard, isn't it? Watching all the Super Tuesday action and results, knowing it's not our turn until March 10th. There needs to be some kind of long German word for this, something that wraps up all the envy of watching other people get to vote, the disgust of other voters in other states choosing candidates different than we might have picked, the existential dread of it all. Brian Dickerson has been feeling it pretty hard this year. He's a columnist with the Detroit Free Press, and he's written about watching the voting happen in other states. Brian, it's good to have you.
Thank you very much for having me.
You open the column by telling us, "I feel like I'm in line at the ice cream stand, somewhere behind half a dozen little league teams and a couple of busloads of tourists, continuing to say, by the time it's your turn to order, they'll be out of everything except vanilla." You've been here before, I take it?
I can't recall a time in Michigan when I've felt as irrelevant as I do as a voter this time around. But certainly that's been the experience of Michiganders for many election cycles, that by the time the circus comes to town, it's basically over in most elections. And that it's very unlikely that the race for the Democratic nomination will be over by March 10th, but the field will certainly be winnowed. If we believe what pollsters say about Super Tuesday, it's likely that only Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, and Mike Bloomberg will remain standing by the time they get to Michigan. And that's a very different field than the one we were looking at just 30 days ago.
Well, is there someone out there who you feel would have done well in Michigan who's not in the race anymore?
I know an awful lot of people in Michigan who really wanted to vote for a woman. I have a colleague at the Free Press who said, I just want to cast my vote with joy. And she didn't know whether she was going to vote for Elizabeth Warren or Amy Klobuchar, but she had narrowed it down to those two. And I asked her this morning, you know, how do you feel about voting with grim determination instead?
We can say that Michigan's primary falls late enough in the calendar that it doesn't really make a difference. But what about the fact that the guy who won the Democratic primary in Michigan last time around was Bernie Sanders? At the time, he had an outsider's chance at this. And yet he stunned people by beating the front runner, at the time Hillary Clinton, in what turned out to be a pretty consequential moment in forwarding his own agenda for this year. Can we really say that Michigan does not make a difference then?
Well, it didn't make a difference last time, mainly because people weren't paying close attention. I mean, we could rewind to the Michigan primary of 2016 and say that the Clinton campaign should have really had a wake-up call there and, you know, understood something about her negatives in Michigan and the direction of the Democratic Party here and responded to that. And they didn't. They took Michigan for granted and didn't spend much time here during the general campaign. And we all know how that came out, a 10,000 vote victory for Donald Trump.
You write that it's outrageous that Michigan voters likely will have no opportunity to weigh in until after the winnowing of Super Tuesday is all but over. Why, though? Why should Michigan's vote matter more than, say, Illinois or California?
Because Michigan, I'm not sure, those are two different questions. I'm not sure Michigan's vote should matter more than Illinois, because Illinois happens to be one of two states that looks more like the general population and resembles the aggregate United States on all kinds of metrics than Michigan does. Illinois and Florida are the two that come out ahead of Michigan on the representative of the rest of the country scale. But that's the reason. It's not a matter of what's fair or unfair to Michigan voters who, you know, as Humphrey Bogart said, our druthers don't amount to hill of beans in this crazy world. But it's very useful feedback for the Democratic Party to see how an electorate that closely resembles the rest of the country responds to the whole Democratic field. And now they've missed out on that learning experience. And so I think it's a, a tragedy not so much for Michigan voters, but for a party that might have gotten some really important feedback going forward.
Am I hearing you make the case for Michigan rocketing to the front, maybe even ahead of Iowa?
I'd like to get out of that competition. What has always made sense to me is some kind of equity, not where nobody goes first, but everybody goes at the same time, the way we do in a general election.
Mm-hmm.
That makes some sense to me. The other thing, as a baby step toward that, would be regional primaries where the entire South voted on one day, the entire Midwest voted on one day, or maybe a combination of states with each of the major regions of the country represented, and changing the order from one election cycle to the next. It seems to me there are any number of ways to do it that make more sense than front-loading a whole bunch of states that are, A, quite small. I mean, the number of people who have voted in Democratic primaries or caucuses so far, I think, is smaller than the number of Democrats who will vote in Wayne County next week. And besides being small, they don't look very much like the rest of the United States.
Well, I do feel your pain as someone who used to cast her primary votes in the month of May as a resident of the great state of Oregon, when not only had the dust died down, but the stagecoach had actually left. But at the end of the day, what is a primary for, really? I mean, is this to figure out who is the most electable candidate, or is it just to find out which candidates have the ideas that might motivate voters in different parts of the country?
Well, it's of different use to different people. If you're a political party trying to elect your candidates, not just your presidential candidate, but a whole slate of down ballot candidates, then what the primary is for is, it's like the tryouts for a Broadway musical. You want to find the strongest voice, the most appealing stars to champion your cause going forward. And if you're on the other side of the transaction, you're a voter, you want to have the opportunity to tell your party that they're headed in the right direction or the wrong direction.
You are still going to vote, though, on March 10th, are you not?
I surely am. I will probably cast an absentee ballot, but I will certainly not do that until after the dust settles from Super Tuesday. The Free Press also made the decision reluctantly not to endorse anyone until after Super Tuesday. It's a real conundrum for us because people have been voting in Michigan, or have at least had the opportunity to vote since late January. And I think something like 400,000 already have. So they went ahead without the benefit of our thinking, and I feel badly about that. But it just seemed very likely that if we didn't wait, we might recommend a candidate who was no longer viable by the time the circus rolled into Michigan.
Brian Dickerson of the Detroit Free Press. Brian, thank you for stopping by and talking to us.
It's my pleasure.